Today from the Ohio Newsroom, embracing hymns without hearing.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. This weekend, thousands of Ohioans will be celebrating Easter across the state. Most of them will hear melodies and sing along with songs that reverberate throughout their places of worship. But at one small church in North Dayton, the congregation experiences their worship music in a unique way. From member station WYSO's Eichelberger Center for Community Voices, Shelley Hulse takes us to the Miami Valley Baptist Church for the Deaf.
The music here is louder than you'd expect. That's intentional. This congregation is mostly deaf. They don't hear their hymns. They feel and experience them. Pastor Dave Solomon has led this small congregation for 3 years.
Good morning.
He's been deaf since contracting measles as a baby. We spoke through his American Sign Language interpreter, Annette Paulus. I'm asking her questions. She signs them to him. He signs his response, and then she voices his words. I asked him what makes worship work when you can't hear the music.
So that sound system, it's really important for the vibration, for that bass, to really feel the bass during that worship time. If you're not feeling that, if you don't feel that vibration or the bass and it's really quiet, it's just kind of like, eh. But when you have that, when I'm really close to the speaker, oh, that vibration just really hits my body and I love it.
Well, that's a great part of worship. Yeah, the physical part. Solomon says for some hearing visitors, it can be overwhelming.
Now, for hearing who come, that is really loud and it can hurt your ears, but we like it.
I liked it. I like it loud. Pastor Solomon's wife, Kellen Solomon, found the church through a newspaper ad 30 years ago. She is also deaf. She'd been raised Lutheran, but couldn't find a deaf-accessible congregation in Dayton. She says at hearing churches, she didn't fit in. I spoke to her through Paulus, the interpreter, in the same way I spoke with her pastor husband.
A lot of hearing churches, they don't allow deaf to be involved at all. And you just sit there doing really nothing and feeling deflated about it. Being able to be involved in drama and really getting my hands involved in it is amazing.
That involvement shapes how the congregation experiences music, Pastor Solomon says. Facial expressions carry the emotion. Hands don't just sign words, they sign feeling.
Yeah, facial expressions, as well as with adding that emotion to your body, so you're really drama and theatrical with it, and really just covered in the Holy Spirit. It's just amazing.
The congregation is older. Outside funding is rare. But whether it's a Sunday in June or Christmas Eve, they gather the same, bass thumping, hands moving.
Really, it's just a way to spread the gospel, that's all.
That's Shelley Hulse, producer with member station WYSO's Eichelberger Center for Community Voices.
Support thoughtful journalism, stories like these, while connecting with engaged and loyal listeners statewide by becoming a sponsor of Today from the Ohio Newsroom. Contact Dan at ohionewsroom.org to learn more.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.